Because spring ran the whole world. We took five lands, internationalism and the interconnected nature of the global economy. But we forget that even back in the 1920s and 30s, that was already the case. And the slump on Wall Street, as it was even later during the global financial crisis of 2007 and 8, spread around the whole world. And millions upon millions of people were adversely impacted. And Roosevelt knew this, obviously, and as he rose to address the nation and in many respects the world in the midst of this crisis, he understood that what was happening in America and around the world was not just an economic phenomenon, was not just a political phenomenon, was not just a social phenomenon. What had happened was that the Great Depression, as it was called, was also a depression of our spirits. People were beset by fear. Because what the Great Depression did was overturn generations of expectation and assumption about the way the world worked, about the way the capital moved, about the way the companies operated, about the way that employment operated. The assumptions that people had and the worldview that they constructed on the basis of those assumptions was swept away. But not only this, nothing new was being offered to replace it. Nothing new seemed to be on the horizon. The turmoil, the unemployment, the loss, the sense of hopelessness and despair seemed to be endless. There seemed to be no alternative, no possibility of a new future. And so Roosevelt, in his address, deliberately chose not to talk about economics. He chose not to talk about politics. He chose not to talk about social issues. But he talked instead about hope. Because he knew that before the economics could be addressed, before the politics could be attended to, before the social matters could be dealt with, people had to have a restored sense of hope. And it was only from having hope that they could have peace of mind and spirit. Because it is when we have peace of mind and spirit, notwithstanding the tumult of the times in which we live, it is when we have peace of mind and spirit that we are able to address the issues by which we are beset. And so Roosevelt knew this. And this is why he talked about hope, and he talked about hope in terms of two things. The first was that he offered Americans what became known as the New Deal, a new way of doing business, a new way of constructing the relationships between the private sector and the citizenry, a new way of government attending to social security matters, and he called it the New Deal. And the second thing he said, and this line has become proverbial, is he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear.
copy on the back of the UDL. It took a and U.S. dollar. Roosevelt was offering hope to people who had lost their trust, lost their faith, and who had lost peace of mind and spirit, and could see no way forward. And today's reading from the Gospel according to Luke is about what happens when we regain hope, and through hope, when we regain peace of mind. We all of us know the story of Zechariah, but we tend to overlook it somewhat. For obvious and understandable reasons, we tend to focus on figures like Elizabeth and Mary, and to a lesser extent, Joseph. But Zechariah is in fact an important figure whom we need to pay more attention to. And the main reason why this reading occurs so early in the season of Advent is precisely because it builds up on what we examined last week. And also sets up what is going to happen in the future. Zechariah's story is simple enough on the surface. The husband of Elizabeth, he and Elizabeth are aged and past the age in which people normally have children. And then they are visited by an angel who tells them that God will give them a child. And Zechariah is skeptical and is immediately struck down. Now, he remains without speech for the whole of Elizabeth's pregnancy and even after she delivers her child. Right up until the point of today's reading. Now, we tend to view Zechariah's story in somewhat judgmental terms, like a kind of cautionary tale that says if we doubt the word of God, if we doubt the messengers of God, then we'll be struck down or punished in some way, and it will be only until we're able to redeem ourselves somehow that God will lift God's sanction against us. But in the same way that the Insecurities, the fears, the lack of trust, the loss of hope that robs us of peace. In articulating this word of praise to God, Zechariah is not just giving thanks to God, is not just engaging in prophecy. is hope. And from that life of hope, we can suffer the life of peace. But today's reading reminds us, as we had last week as well, that when we hear these rumors and news reports of wars and catastrophes, do not be afraid. Do not lose hope. Yes, we are responsible for what goes on in the world. And yes, we have a calling to address what goes on in the world. But we do so from the standpoint of hope that gives us peace. And it is only